This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Do you smell that smoke? If you do, it may be coming from wildfires in Canada. Wind has carried smoke from the fires south here to the U.S., triggering air quality alerts in places throughout this country. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
That amount of smoke is getting lofted into the atmosphere. And at times, it can kind of reach lower into the lower levels and almost near to the surface. And that's why you're able to get that sense that you're smelling the smoke.
In places like New York, New England, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia. Former Vice President Mike Pence says it would be easy to stay on the sidelines, but he's in.
I'm announcing I'm running for President of the United States. We can bring this country back. We can defend our nation.
The GOP field is largely set now. It includes Pence's former boss, Donald Trump, who's leading in early polls, and a long-shot candidate who's also announced this morning, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. After protests, a white woman accused of shooting a black neighbor dead in Florida is under arrest.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office says Susan Lawrick, a 58-year-old white woman from Ocala, Florida, has been arrested in the death of Ajika Owens, a 35-year-old black mother of four. In a statement, Sheriff Billy Woods said Owens was shot through the front door Friday night, moments after going to Lawrick's apartment, and that witnesses say the suspect yelled at Owens' children and threw a pair of skates that hit one of them. Lawrick claimed she acted in self-defense and that Owens had been trying to break down her door. Sheriff Woods says this was not a stand-your-ground case, but simply a killing. Lawrick faces charges of manslaughter with a firearm, culpable negligence, battery, and two counts of assault. I'm Jennifer King.
In the hospital, Pope Francis. He's having intestinal surgery. The new boss is out at CNN. CNN's ratings have been plunging. Now Chris Licht is out after just a year as chief executive. This is AP News. President Biden will meet with Britain's prime minister this week. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The war in Ukraine is top of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's agenda as he starts a two-day trip to Washington. The US and the UK are the two biggest military donors to Ukraine, and the war will be the focus of Sunak's meeting on Thursday with President Joe Biden. Britain and the US are lead players in an international effort to give Ukraine F-16 fighter jets, and talks are also likely to include extra air defence measures against Russian bombardment in Ukraine, the breaching of a major dam in southern Ukraine, which sent floodwaters gushing through the region, has given the subject added urgency. The trip's Sunak's first to the US capital since he took office in October, but his fourth meeting with Biden in as many months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The price of gas is holding steady. It's $3.55 a gallon, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.